Welcome to the second form of podcast that we've been, that we'll be having a series of in the forthcoming months. And today we are discussing a very topical subject in the form of the Self-Employed Income Support Scheme, the SEISS. I'm joined by my partner, Edward Rabin, who will be answering a series of questions on this matter. The UK has more than 5 million self-employed workers, many of whom have seen a significant drop-off in work and income as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In response to this crisis, amongst those in the sector, the government has introduced the Coronavirus Self-Employed Income Support Scheme, or SEISS, which is intended to deliver a similar level of support to the self-employed as those who are in employment. So, Edward, what is on offer with the scheme?
Hi, Michael. Yes, the this scheme, the Self-Employed Income Support Scheme, SEISS, will pay self-employed individuals an amount equivalent up to 80% of their average monthly trading profits, but this is capped at £2,500 to cover at least the 3 months from March 2020, of course. The amount will be paid in a single lump sum and will be based upon the tax returns from 2016-17, 2017-18 and 2018-19.
So will all those people who have self-employed income be eligible?
It's a good question. The answer is no. Self-employed individual must have trading profits of no more than £50,000 and must receive the majority of their income from self-employment. And we've already seen some cases where clients have got rental income or dividends more than their trading profits, so that excludes them from the scheme. The trading profits will be based on an average of the 16-17, 17-18 and 18-19 tax years, or if a person has only recently been self-employed for just over a year, their trading profits and total income in 18-19. So the important point there really is you must have submitted a self-assessment tax return for 2018-19 to be eligible for this. As I said, people who pay themselves a salary and dividend through their own company won't be eligible for the scheme, but may be eligible for the coronavirus job retention scheme if they are remunerate themselves via PAYE. Alongside these conditions, HMRC have said that the self-employed people will have to confirm that their trading has been adversely affected by coronavirus. To assess this, the tax authority will use a risk-based approach to compliance, and we'll see what that involves. To get an idea of whether an individual may be eligible for the funding, HMRC has created a new online tool that allows the self-employed and their agents, such as us, their accountants, to check. To use this service, the individuals will need their unique tax reference, unique taxpayer reference, the UTR, and their national insurance number, and to ensure their details are up to date in their government gateway ID. Once an individual or their accountant has completed the eligibility check, they will be given a date from which the individual can submit their claim.
Thank you, Edward. So how will HMRC calculate the trading profits?
The important word there is profits, and of course that's not turnover. So HMRC will use the turnover figures provided on the tax returns stated previously, and then to calculate the trading profit, it will deduct expenses as you would the normal trading expenses, such as office costs, travel costs, staff costs in some cases, goods that have been bought to sell on, finance costs, advertising, rent rates, all the usual expected costs you would see in a trader's P&L. HMRC will also take into consideration tax adjustments such as capital allowances and flat rate expenses. And importantly, any losses carried forward from previous years will not be deducted from these trading profits, nor will the personal allowance, so they will be retained. As I've said earlier, HMRC will consider other items reported on the self-assessment tax returns, such as dividends, savings income, pension income, and property income. And that's as much detail as we've got at the moment, really.
Okay, thank you. I think what's interesting about that is the fact that the HMRC are the ones who will be making the calculation, whereas normally under the self-assessment system, they rely on either the taxpayer or the taxpayer's agent to make the calculation. So one of the questions that's often asked and is, can one continue to work if they receive a grant from the SEISS?
It's a good question. And contrary to the furlough scheme, the coronavirus job retention scheme, which is quite well documented, people under furlough are not allowed to do any work. It's quite clear that that's the rule. Self-employed individuals will still be able to do any business while they receive any grant, but obviously that's subject to the normal government advice on how much they can actually physically do in terms of social distancing and travel and things like that. But indeed, they can still continue business while they receive the grant.
So that's quite a significant departure from the conditions of the employed situation, yeah. The employed workers situation.
Yeah.
So in the situation where a self-employed work or income hasn't gone down, can they still apply? And I think you alluded to this before.
Yes, that's one of the preconditions to this, and I suspect that the revenue are going to ask people to sort of self-certify, if you like, on the online form. The scheme is only intended for those who have lost trading profits due to the coronavirus. So as with any crisis, there will always be people who end up making more money or perhaps not being affected, and they will not be able to apply for this scheme.
Thank you. So how does a self-employed individual apply for this relief?
So the claim service will be open from tomorrow, the 13th of May, and it will be down to each individual to make a claim on their own behalf. We as accountants cannot make the claim for them. So it's important that the self-employed individual has a government gateway ID account. If they cannot find their ID, or they simply don't think they've got one, then I suggest they go immediately to the HMRC website and apply for a gateway account as soon as possible.
Thank you. And when do we expect the first payments to be made under this relief scheme?
Well, we're expecting the payments by the 25th of May, as I said earlier, as a lump sum. By the 25th of May or within 6 working days of completing a claim, which is in line with the furlough scheme.
Right. Now, there's a common misconception with many of the grants that are available. And the question that's often asked is, will self-employed people be taxed on the grants that they receive under this scheme?
Yes, I mean, if you think about what's happening here, you're replacing lost profits to generate the profits that effectively would have been made. And obviously, profits are subject to tax and national insurance. So indeed, the grant will be subject to normal, the individual's marginal income tax rate and the national insurance rates. But it's important to note that this is a grant and it's not a loan, so it doesn't need to be repaid.
Thank you, Edward. So the self-employed part of the economy has had to wait quite some time for the relief to come through. And many of them are facing financial difficulties. If someone is unable to wait for the payment, what other options are open to them?
Yeah, people are really desperate for money quicker than the 25th of May. Then their self-employed people would be eligible to apply for a business interruption loan or a business bounce back loan if they think they meet the criteria. The information is on our website if they want to take a look. Alternatively, the government has changed the rules around universal credit and employment support allowance to allow the self-employed people to access both those schemes immediately. As I said, the interruption loan and the bounce back loan are the bounce back loan in particular is up to £50,000. So that may well be very helpful for the self-employed if they need money quickly.
Thank you, Edward. I think that wraps up all the questions I have. As always, if any listeners or clients need any further assistance, please feel free to contact the partner at Richard Anty & Company with whom they normally deal with, or please refer to many of the updates that we are consistently adding to our website. Thank you for listening.